Well, it's the 25th of September. It's been just over 2 weeks since my last audio boo. I feel like I'm at confession. I know. I originally started these daily audio boos because I read somewhere that having a daily blog or something like that, some minor thing, will help you get back into the writing habit, and my writing had fallen in a hole. And sure enough, it worked. I was doing these daily boos just about every day, sometimes more than once a day, sometimes less, but on average, but once a day. And it worked. My writing quantity and quality went up. To my surprise, I was actually a bit of a skeptic about this idea. And so I kind of let the audio boos fall down, and surprise, surprise, my writing has fallen in the hole again. So I'm back on the audio boos. So for the three people who listen to these every day, I'm sure you'll be pleased to know that these daily audio boos will be cluttering up your inbox or Facebook page or however it is you find them. And we're just on our way home from one of our little visits to Movie World. We have a VIP pass, so we can just duck in there for nothing and check the place out, jump on the Superman ride. And while we were there, just for the last half hour or so, we tuned in to the Australian Football League's grand final today. And for the third time in its history, it was a draw. Now, I didn't have a horse in the race, but in a way, my wife did, in the sense that there was a team she didn't want to win. So what's your feelings?
I just can't believe it, but it's good because Collingwood should have won that, and they will be crushed for a week, which is fantastic.
As you can see, she's not a fan of Collingwood. The Magpies? The Magpies. As opposed to St Kilda, who are the...
Saints.
Okay, the Saints. As you can see, I don't really follow the sport that closely. I'm one of those people who just likes... I enjoy watching the game. I like it when it's close. You couldn't ask for much more from my point of view. It doesn't get any closer than a draw. The weird thing, the thing that took me by surprise, was that for grand finals, they don't just add an extra 5 minutes each way to settle the score. They end the game and everyone has to come back again next week. Although, according to the commentators, it won't be the same teams because, you know, there's injuries and people who are just not going to be up to it next week. So so not only has Australia just gone through the agony of, what was it in the end, 6 or 7 weeks with our election, not knowing the result because it was...
Three.
Really?
Yeah, it was
only
three.
Oh, okay, no, I'm from the time the election was called, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So not only had to go through all of that, now you have to go through it all again with the AFL. The AFL's a big deal in, well... two of the eastern states, and a fairly big deal in Queensland, I guess. Yeah, it's pretty much a Victorian sport, but so it's something's going on in Australia at the moment. Everything's a dead heat.
We're in balance.
Whereas moving away from sport, my and doubtless there'll be a movie about this, I'm sure. People are football-loving writers are bashing out stories and scripts, not to mention articles, as I speak. But one of the reasons why I enjoy visiting Movie World is I've got a few ideas for a script centred around a theme park. And I've started doing research online about theme parks, including looking at satellite photographs of them, thanks to Google Maps, including the satellite photograph of Movie World, where we've just been. And I mean, I knew that there had to be behind the scenes areas for Movie World, obviously. I mean, these people wearing costumes don't just appear out of nowhere. They don't whack them on in the toilets. But I was surprised looking at the satellite photograph how much of the park is behind the scenes, I guess you'd call it. I mean, obviously, I expected that. And it gets the imagination. I mean, I'm sure it's all quite dry and boring in real life. But if you're writing a thriller, it gets the imagination rolling. The opportunities, at least in a fictional script, for mischief and mayhem in such a setup, especially given costumes and the fact that the theme park itself has an element of fakery and subterfuge and illusion to it, could really make for an interesting location for a thriller. And I'm hoping it hasn't been done before, at least not the way I have in mind. So I can justify it by it helps my writing, as do these audio boos, hopefully.